My name is Katia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for Daisy Serrano, D-A-I-S-Y, last name S-E-R-R-A-N-O. This dictation was done October 27, 2022. Number one. Hyperlipidemia. The most recent lipid panel reveals elevated levels of cholesterol of 221 from 180, triglycerides 161 from 94, and LDL of 144 from 103. Period. The patient states she has not taken her statins. She has not taken her rosuvastatin 10 milligrams, period. We recommend that she continues taking her statins to prevent worsening of her cholesterol levels, which can put her at risk for heart attack or stroke, as well as other vascular related conditions secondary to uncontrolled hyperlipidemia, period. Proteinuria, the patient has evidence of non-selective proteinuria with urine protein to creatinine ratio of 328 milligrams from 222. There is no evidence of albuminuria or microalbuminuria, period. The kidney functions have remained very well stable, very well controlled, with BUN of 6 from 16, creatinine of 0.75 from 0.90, and GFR of 93 from 76. There is no activity in the, there is no significant activity in the urinary sediments, period. This proteinuria is possibly related to the patient's history of systemic lupus erythematosus, as well as rheumatoid arthritis, period. We will continue to monitor the proteinuria for now. We advise her to decrease her intake of animal protein and to resume her intake of the statins, period. We discussed that if the proteinuria persists during the next visit, we will consider starting her on Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, for renal protection as well as cardiovascular protection. Additional benefits include weight loss, period. Next line, systemic lupus erythematosus. The patient's sedimentation rate and CRP levels have increasingly have been increasing steadily over the past few visits. The most recent CRP is 21 from 17. The most recent SAD rate is 66 from 23, period. She denies, and she states she is currently in remission for the systemic lupus. We advise her to follow up with Dr. Torres due to the elevated inflammatory factors for further assessment. period. Next line, rheumatoid arthritis, as per above, she follows with Dr. Torres, period. She does have some deformity to her fingers. The deformity of her fingers related to the rheumatoid arthritis. Next line. The patient reports recent episodes of dizziness and chest pain. She said she was seen by Dr. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A, cardiologist in April, and had a Holter monitor put on. The patient states she has a history of mitral valve regurgitation, which is in need of intervention. However, she is refusing surgical intervention right now. The dizziness and the chest pain could very well be a result of the mitral valve regurgitation. We encourage her to call Dr. Parnassa and schedule an appointment to be evaluated as soon as possible to prevent further complications. Next line. GERD, G-E-R-D, which is stable at this time on famotidine, 20 milligrams daily. Next line. Barrett's esophagus. The patient follows up with Dr. Avalos, A-V-A-L-O-S, which Avalos GI, and she says she had an abdominal ultrasound done yesterday, period. Next line. Obesity. We encourage plant-based diet devoid of animal protein and increased physical exercise. She weighs 175 pounds and lost 2 pounds since the last visit with a BMI of 31. Next line. Vitamin D deficiency with vitamin D level of 29.4. We encourage intake of supplemental vitamin D3, 2,000 units, one tablet daily. Next line. We will reevaluate this case in 6 months with lab work and